Rewind, 2024 edition on Web Radio Classics. April 16th, 1851. A lighthouse was swept away in a gale at Minot's Ledge, Massachusetts, on April 16, 1900. Oh, yes, wait a minute, Mr. Postman. The first book of postage stamps was issued. The 2-cent stamps were available in the books of 12, 24, and 48 stamps. April 16, 1935.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Fibber McGee and Molly premiered on NBC Radio and became one of the longest-running radio comedies, staying on the air until 1959. It was one of the earliest radio comedies to use regular characters, like Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve, the pompous next-door neighbor with whom Fibber enjoyed arguing, and the old-timer, a hard-of-hearing senior citizen with a penchant for distorting jokes. On April 15, 1940,
says I am the greatest. That is a fact, but even I didn't know I could pitch like that.
The first no-hit, no-run game thrown on an opening day of baseball season was earned by Bob Feller. The Cleveland Indians blanked the Chicago White Sox 1-0. April 16, 1947. Zumar arrived. No, it wasn't a comic book superhero. Zumar was a lens demonstrated by NBC TV in New York City. The Zumar lens is a device that can feature close-up and long-distance camera shots from a stationary camera. Eventually, the lens would be scaled down for use by regular photographers, not just for television. On April 16, 1973... Former Beatle Paul McCartney, leading the group Wings, starred in his first TV special titled James Paul McCartney. The show featured the new group Wings, including Paul's wife Linda on keyboards and backing vocals. April 16, 1987. The Federal Communications Commission sternly warned U.S. radio stations to watch the use of indecent language on the airwaves.
You bratton-ass filthy piston! Jumper at an ass hyper! Hey, you bladder puss!
Some stations, the FCC noted, had gone way beyond the 7 words you can't say on radio, made famous by comedian George Carlin in a routine from the early 1970s. Celebrating birthdays today...
Blue on blue, heartache on heartache.
Bobby Vinton was born in 1935.
One bad apple don't spoil a whole bunch, girl.
And Jimmy Osmond of the Osmonds was born in 1963. The number one record on this date in 1975 was... Philadelphia Freedom by Elton John. And that's Rewind for April 16, 2024. Listen for Rewind twice daily at 7:20 a.m. and 4:20 p.m. here on Web Radio Classics, the best music you forgot.